Guide 6. Topside. This is the larger scene of the entire fresco cycle, and it is positioned at the entrance of the church on the wall of the counter facade. It is much larger than all the other scenes, and it takes up the entire wall. In fact, the tactile panel is double the size of the other for this reason. The scene depicts the crucifixion with Christ on the cross at the center and the thieves on the sides, to the left and the right. The figure of Mary Magdalene embracing the cross is found below Christ, while on the right of Christ's cross, we find the figure of a man with a stick with a sponge soaked in vinegar offered to him. On the sides, it is possible to see the figures of two large horses and their riders, Roman soldiers, dressed like all the other figures in the cycle as if they were from Romaninus' era. On the far left side of the scene, we find the figure of the Virgin represented while she falls to the ground in despair. All the round circles, as previously indicated, represent the heads of the other figures. The scene, in fact, is very crowded. Those highlighted in the description are the main characters. Bottom side. Given the size of the top scene, underneath there are two, one on the left and one on the right. Both represent the human pain of Christ, with its crucifixion the greatest torture. For this reason, the scene is found on the counter facade wall, the last one seen by the worshipper leaving the church. Below, on the left, the coronation with the thorns is depicted. The flagellation is on the right. In both, Christ is at the center of the scene.